Hi team, welcome back to The Mosaic. This is the podcast where we put the pieces of life and business one intentional piece at a time to create something extra, not ordinary. All right, it is me, and today I do want to talk to you about something that has been on my heart lately, and that is trust. And I know I talked to you about trust a few episodes back. And this trust thing today that is speaking to me and that's in my heart is not just about trusting others and not even trusting the process and not trusting the invisible hand. What I'm talking about today is trusting yourself. So if you have been following me lately, you know that I have been deep in the world of app development, building Talk With May. I've been traveling to see family, some for work, leading my teams, teaching, and recording these podcast episodes for you all. And let me tell you, I mean, there are moments I question myself. What am I doing? Am I doing the right things? Will this work? Is this really, why am I doing? What am I doing? And can I handle all of this? And I know if you're listening to me, you have been probably having some of these thoughts yourself, and maybe about your business, maybe it's your job, maybe it's your family, or maybe it's your dreams. And that's why I want to remind both of us today that trust isn't something that you earn. It is something that you decide. You decide that you're going to trust yourself and you're going to bring things to conclusion. It's you decide that you're going to trust no matter what. One piece at a time. So when I was designing Talk With May, I didn't know how it would turn out the way that I envisioned it to be. I had some obstacles along the way, the bugs and the features, the environment that I was developing this application on, endless tweaks. But every time I caught myself doubting myself, I came back to the simple truth, and that is, if I can imagine it, I can create it. So my friends, whatever it is in your heart, really tell that to yourself, please. It doesn't have to be an app that you're developing. It could be a job that you're envisioning. It could be the family that you see yourself in. It would be the partner that you want to be with. If you can imagine it, you can create it. And I kept trusting that every step, and even the messy ones, were part of this bigger design that I was creating. And research, I mean, I did a little bit of research on this trust topic before this episode, not a long, I don't have too much time, but the research calls this self-efficacy. And that is the belief that's in your own ability to succeed in specific situations, right? Your capability, that trusting your abilities and your capabilities and your unlimited capacity. So people that have this higher self-efficacy don't necessarily have fewer problems, for crying out loud. They even though they have big problems, they just trust that they can handle them. And that trust literally changes how your brain works. according to the research, like when you trust yourself, you reduce your cortisol levels. So you have less stress in your life. You increase your dopamine. And we talked about that. Exercise does the same thing. So do the exercise. Trust your abilities so you reduce your stress levels. And you activate the parts of your brain that is responsible for that creative problem-solving skills. Just by trusting yourself, believing that you have the capability, the capacity. So when you trust yourself, you're not just being naive, you're actually telling yourself, your brain, you're changing the chemistry in your brain. You're building new mental muscle so that you can succeed. So some practical steps that I want you to take today is really, yes, you don't earn it, if you keep your promises that you made to yourself, every time you say that you're going to do something and do it, even if it is something small, if you follow through it, you build that self-trust muscles and you can tell your brain that, look, I said I was going to do this, I am doing it. So I must be trustworthy. So I'm trusting myself, my abilities and my capacity to become more, to do what I told I was going to do, right? So just keep promises to yourself. Keep doing that. Keep doing that. And then the next step is remind yourself that resources are unlimited. You are not running out of ideas. You're not running out of love. You're not running out of opportunities, or you're not running out of time. You're learning how to access more of the resources that are available to you, whether it is love, whether it is ideas, whether it's opportunities, whether it's resources, whether it is people, right? You're just trying to access more of those resources that are available for your disposal, okay? Just believe that. Remind yourself of that. Oh, and then the next step. And this next step really hits me hard today. And that is letting go of the perfect timing. That is really hitting me very hard today, my friends. I have to be honest with you. And lately I have been pushing the timeline. I want to make sure that there is a final minimum viable product that I can produce by the end of this week. And it is really, this timing is adding to my stress. But I have to remind myself today that life really unfolds at the pace that it is meant to be. And this is a fact. This fact, the fact that you're even listening to this right now means that you're exactly where you are supposed to be. And I have to remind myself that I need to stop thinking about deadlines, due dates, and pushing hard because I want to do something at this time. And trust that there's that timing, the divine timing, that life will unfold at the right time for me. Okay. That's a big one for me today. And then I want you to trust your capacity to handle it, to handle more. You have handled everything life has thrown at you so far, haven't you? So why stop believing otherwise, right? Just keep believing that you have the capacity to handle more. And I talked to you about this keeping your why to closer to your heart a lot in the last episode that talks about persistence. Please, if you want to hear more about the why and why you need to keep that why close to your heart, go back and listen to the last episode. But that's really what transforms uncertainty into peace. Right, you can't always see the next step, but if you know your why, that's enough light that to keep you going in that dark times, that those dark places that you may find yourself in. Just keep that light with you, okay? And that light is your why. All right, let's now take a moment. Wherever you are, I want you to just breathe. Take a deep breath and just let it go. And these are your affirmations for today. And repeat after me. You trust yourself deeply and completely. You have everything you need within you. You are open to receiving unlimited ideas and resources. You trust the divine timing, your intuition, and your growth. You have the capacity to handle more and rise stronger. You are guided, protected, and supported always. Beautiful, beautiful, my friends. Team, this journey that we are on together, it's not just about the podcast or the app or the goals or whatever. It's about becoming. We are becoming together. Every episode I share with you, I feel like you are walking this journey with me through the highs, through the lows, through the pivots, the new launches, and the quiet moments in between. Okay, I want you to trust me and that there is so much more coming and that I want to share with you. And if you haven't checked the things that I am launching, check them out on my website. There's this talkwithmay.com. It's the tool I built with love and with purpose and to help capture your own thoughts and memories. Right? The way that I capture mine before every episode. I want you to follow me on social media. I'm not super active on social media, but I will get there. I don't have the time to do that. I know that the right resources will come to me to manage my social media accounts. So just hang in there. Just follow me on social media. And as always, I want you to share this episode if it spoke to your heart. It helps the Mosaic reach more people who need it today. I love you. Keep trusting yourself. You are capable. I want you to believe that you are guided and you are enough. Okay, until next time, please keep creating your mosaic pieces. One beautiful and intentional piece at a time. Talk to you later.